So let's review. After completing the discussion from the previous daf about where in the Shemoneh Esrei we mentioned a special Neinu prayer recited on a fast day, the Gemara discusses whether pregnant and nursing women fast on these tiniest tzibur. Tan echada ubris uminikris mesanes perishinus vei mesanes bachreinus. One brisa says that pregnant and nursing women fast during the first set, but not during the last set. Tani idach mesanes bachreinus vei mesanes perishinus. Another brisa says that they fast during the last set and not during the first set. Tani idach emesanes lebrishinus vei bachreinus. A third brisa says that they do not fast neither during the first set nor during the last set. Rav Ashi answers, Nokoit emtziyasa biyatcha, the metartzen kulu. Of the three sets of Tanya's Tzibur, they only fast during the second set, and this explains all three brises. Rashi explains. The first brise says, Mis'anis b'rishaynis, the second set, vei mis'anis b'achreynis, the third set. The second brise says, Mis'anis b'achreynis, the second set, vei mis'anis b'rishaynis, the first set. The third brise says, a mis'anis lebrishaynis, not the first set, v'le b'achreynis, and not the third set. The Gemara now continues with that which the Mishnah says that the third set is more stringent than the others, and that during the seven fast days, Masriyin. What does Masriyin mean? The Gemara explains, according to Rashi, all agree that Masriyin of our Mishnah refers to Shofars, which were blown during the special tefillahs on the seven fast days, as detailed in the second parak. However, there is a machlekes about Masriyin mentioned in the Mishnah at the beginning of the third parak regarding fast days for Sha'ar Mini Peronius, troubles other than drought. One opinion holds that Masriyin can also mean crying out by reciting the long Aneinu, which we say towards the end of our Slichas, and they would say it on the fast of Sha'ar Mini Peronius, but Shofar was not blown on those days. Whereas the other opinion holds that Masriyin cannot be referring to crying out in prayer, rather it can only be referring to blowing Shofar. Therefore, the Mishnah there must be saying that they did blow Shofar on fast of Sha'ar Mini Peronius. The Gemara now discusses adding fast days after the original 13. From our Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis, where it says, "Aver elu b'leinenu, b'matin b'masu, matin or b'binyan," if these seven fast days passed and they were not answered, we reduce business and other activities, is mashma, that we do not decree additional fast days. The Gemara cites a brayse in which there is a machlekes as to the reason. D'tanya, in Gezrin Yisim Shalosh Esrei Tanyis Ala Tzibur, l'fisha ein matrichin es ha-tzibur Yisim Yidai Divi Rebbe. We cannot excessively burden the public. This reason applies as well to Sha'ar Mini Peronius, other troubles not related to rain. However, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Leimer, Leimen Hashem Huzeh, Elamnei Sheyotze, Zman HaShoravia. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says the reason is because the time of the early rains has passed, and any rain that falls now is not enough to warrant the public fast. Therefore, Leishonu El Ligishamim, Abla Sha'ar Mini Peronius, Mis'anen V'holchen Atriyanu Min HaShemayim. For other troubles, they are not bound by time, they continue fasting until they are answered from heaven. The Gemara next discusses the request for rain in places where rain is needed even in the summer or other times of the year. Shalchalei b'nei Ninveh l'Rebbe. Kagayin anan, da'afil b'tkuvas tamas b'in amitra, heichen avid. Where should we insert b'sein talamater? Ki chidim d'minan u'b'shemei ha'tfilah? Are we considered like individuals who insert their personal requests in the bracha of shemei ha'tfilah, since this is not the regular time of rain? Ha'karabim d'minan u'b'verchas ha'shanim, or are we considered like the general public who needs rain and requested in the bracha of Mevarach Hashanim, since this is our time of rain? This is actually machlokes. Shach lahu ki yichidim demisu v'shemei tefillah. Rebbe answered them that you recite in shemei tefillah. However, the Gemara cites a brayse in which Rebbe Yehuda disagrees and says, Eimasai bizman shashanim kitiknon v'Yisrael shurin al admasim. The times mentioned in the Mishnah are only for Eretz Yisrael with its regular seasons, when most of Klal Yisrael live there. But nowadays, it varies according to time and place. Therefore, each area, when their time for rain begins, recites it in Birchas Hashanim. However, the Gemara concludes that in such a case, the Gemara now continues to explain the Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis. Avro elu b'leinenu. If these seven fasts passed and they were not answered, Mamatin b'masa u'matin b'binyan u'b'natia b'erisin u'b'nisuin u'b'shel shalom b'nom l'chaver. People should decrease engaging in business, construction, planting, betrothals, marriage, and greeting each other, like people who are rebuked by Hashem. The Gemara explains that Binyan refers to Binyan Shal Simcha, a joyous building, such as Habayna Beis Chasnos Lebenoi, building a wedding chamber for his son. Netiyah refers to Netiyah Shal Simcha, a joyous type of planting, such as Hanetiyah Avar Nekisha Malachim, planting a tree for kings. Rashi gives two explanations. It was customary to plant a tree when the king had a son. His throne would be made from this tree upon his coronation. It is a large tree with thick foliage, which would create a wide canopy of shade under which the king would sit or stroll. Regarding Shila Shalom, the Gemara cites a brisa which elaborates. Tanya Rabbanan, Chaverim ein Shila Shalom b'nehen, Tamid Chacham should not greet each other at all, since they know the halacha. Ami Ha'aretz Shoshoylin, Machzir Lehem B'Safa, Rafa Uvachavid Reish. If unlearned people greet them, they may respond solemnly in a low voice. V'hein Mis'atvin V'yoshvin Kaveil Nuchimanudin, K'mini Adam Hanazufan Lamachim, Atirach Ma'alem Neshamayim. Scholars should wrap themselves like mourners and people who have been excommunicated, as people who have been rebuked by Hashem until mercy is bestowed upon them from heaven. The Gemara now discusses how we should act during times of distress in the community and quotes three examples from Rabbi Elazar. First, he said, "Ein adam chashav rishoy lipol al panav, elam kein nendekei shu benun." A prominent person is not allowed to prostrate himself unless he is certain that he will be answered like a shu benun, who is answered when he prostrated himself. Rashi explains, because it might lead to public ridicule if his prayers are not answered. Rabbi Elazar also said, "Ein adam chashav rishoy lachgar sak." A prominent person is not allowed to wear sackcloth unless he is certain that he will be answered like Yehoram ben Achav, who was answered when he tore his clothing and everyone saw he wore sackcloth. Rabbi Elazar also said, Lo hakol bekriya v'lo hakol benefila. Not everyone is answered when they tear their clothing, and not everyone is answered when they prostrate themselves. Moshe and Aaron were answered when they prostrated themselves, as it says in the Parsha of the Meraglim, V'yipol Moshe v'Aaron al paneim, and Moshe and Aaron fell on their faces. Yeshua and Kalev were answered when they tore their clothing, as it says there, V'Yeshua ben Nun v'Kalev ben Yefuna kar bigdeim. Yeshua ben Nun and Kalev ben Yefuna ripped their clothing. The Gemara proceeds with a similar teaching from Elazar, Lo hakol bekima v'lo hakol b'shtachavoya. Not everyone will greet Israel at the time of the redemption while standing, and not all will greet them while bowing. Kings will greet them while standing, as it says, Malachim yir v'kamo, kings will witness and stand. Nobles will greet them while bowing, as it says right after the previous phrase, Sarim v'yishtachavu, nobles and will bow. Rav Nachman Yitzchak teaches something similar. Not everyone will merit light in the world to come, and not everyone will merit joy. The righteous will merit light, as it says, Urzerul atzadik, light is sown for the righteous person. The upright will have joy, as it says, Uli yishrei leiv simcha, and for the upright of heart there will be joy. We have Baruch Hashem completed the first parak of Masechtas Tainis, and we'll begin the second parak, Seder Tainis Ketzad, in the next shir, Be'ezus Hashem.